Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Cinephile, you're listening and watching our daily show from the Rome Film Fest 2021 from the Casa Alice and Alice nella Città. Let's go.
Come ti chiami?
Io mi chiamo Matt Micucci.
Max Mitu. Meraviglioso.
Grazie Max mille.
Mitu, ci sei un grande.
Cinephile, welcome back to our studio here in the Auditorium Parco della Musica in Rome, Italy, the capital city, to bring you some news and the lowdown on what's been going on here in the festival, the annual celebration of film that takes place in the Italian capital. It's just me and Pierre sitting behind the control desk. Pierre, say hi to the folks at home.
Hi, folks.
Hello, Pierre. And how are you doing, Pierre? How's everything going?
I'm fine. A bit tired. And yes. I know that you are tired, too.
Yes, very, very tired.
Yeah.
All good.
Today was a tough day.
Yeah.
Complicated day.
A lot of waiting.
Technical problems. Everything was a mess.
A lot of waiting around. We were waiting around for about 2 hours to do basically two interviews, and but that's how things go down here, and you know, look, you just got to be patient, all right? And the interviews that we were doing were for a film that's actually screening today. We won't be talking about it on this show. We may not even be talking about it in the next show, let's face it, because I only have a limited amount of time and I want to make this show tight and bring you as much information as I can. I am, of course, Matt Micucci, not Max Mitucci, but that's you know, that's my alter ego, and I am the your voice of choice for Cinephile Explorations right here on Fred Film Radio. And now, just to tell you, I'm going to pick three films that screened yesterday from the program. Today, we'll be beginning with one of the films that was screened as a special event of the festival. And it's probably one of the most awaited films that is being presented here. I'm not going to swing back because it makes me look like ginormous, and I'm, you know, so I'm just going to stay like this. And it's very informal. And by the way, I'm dressed like crap because it's really hot today, and I'm sorry, I've got a V-neck. Yeah, that's, you know, I was in pennies before I left Ireland. My Irish folks understand, you know, very handy. €2.50. And listen, Dear Evan Hansen by Stephen Chbosky. Sorry, folks. It was a special event from this year's Rome Film Festival. And basically, if you watch La La Land, it's a musical. It's the latest adaptation to film of a musical that was written by the same team that wrote the libretto or the score to La La Land. A lot of people like La La Land. I think it's okay, but this is not about me. Dear Evan Hansen is actually a film adaptation of the Tony-winning musical about Evan Hansen, a high school senior with social anxiety disorder, and his journey of self-discovery and acceptance following the suicide of a fellow classmate. It stars Ben Platt, the great Julian Moore, and probably my personal favorite American actress of today, Amy Adams. So I would only watch the film for her because I'm such a huge fan of hers. But yeah, I mean, it's a musical. And to be honest, I've had my fill of musicals. There's too many musicals coming out. We'll be talking more about that later. I haven't seen this film, so I can't really evaluate it. But I heard that it's okay. And next up, I'm going to be talking about a film from the official selection. It's called The Young Lovers. Now, this is very exciting because it's by Karine Tardieu. And it stars Fanny Ardant. Come on. Legend of the Nouvelle Vague. And, you know, she was the last muse of the great François Truffaut, one of my heroes. And it also stars Melville Poupaud. Now, I want to say this. We do have red carpet interviews about this film, you know, done by yours truly. I hate doing red carpet interviews. I'm not a red carpet guy. I love the color red, but I'm not a huge fan of carpets either. So, you know, the two things don't mix well together. But still, any opportunity to actually be up close and personal with Fanny Ardant, you take it. Especially me, because I'm a huge cinephile. I'm a huge cinephile, just like you, probably watching at home. And unfortunately, my little chat with her, brief exchange from the red carpet, is in Italian. But it will be subtitled, I think. So if you want to check it out, check that out. I also asked her to share a little memory of the great Jean-Paul Belmondo, who recently passed away. And of course, he was another great of the Nouvelle Vague, and another one of my heroes, because all those guys, you know, I mean, you know, I could make endless lists of just actors, directors, cinematographers that worked in that really intense period of time of the French New Wave that continues to resonate to this day. And so, yeah, when I asked her that question, I felt emotional, and I kind of need a few minutes to recover.
Radio,
this doesn't usually happen, but it was a very touching moment. Nonetheless, The Young Lovers is basically the story of a May November relationship between an older woman and a younger man. And of course, everyone, including myself, would ask the question, well, is there still some type of prejudice when it comes to these types of relationships? Which I really regret asking that, because it was a stupid question. It's a waste of a question. I would hope that nowadays there isn't such prejudice. And especially when it comes to a lady like Fanny Ardant, who is beautiful, and that's it. Anyways, I give this film 4 bags of popcorn, 3 cups of soda, and thank you, Fanny Ardant. We speak your name and we salute you. And all right, so that was from the official selection. Moving on to another really highly anticipated film, the film adaptation of another musical production, Cyrano. You know the story of the Cyrano, right? Pierre, what is the story of the Cyrano de Bergerac?
I can tell you the story if I can tell it in French.
Okay.
This is an English channel, so I can speak French.
You can speak French. You have my thing.
I can't. It's important to maintain the English language.
Well, anyways, listen. So, all right. So the Cyrano de Bergerac is about this guy who is really super self-conscious about his looks, got a huge nose, and he's in love with this noble lady who is to marry a very, very powerful nobleman, French nobleman, and that makes their love even more impossible. At the same time, a younger and more attractive man falls in love with her, but he is basically ignorant and can't speak any, he knows no poetry. So whereas Cyrano is very familiar with poetry, but doesn't have the looks, or at least he doesn't believe that he has the looks, he doesn't have the looks. Whereas he doesn't have the looks, the other guy doesn't have the mind, the poetry that she so loves and admires. And so this is a film adaptation of that, but there's a twist, because the lead character of this film is none other than the guy who plays Cyrano is not a big-nosed guy. He's Peter Dinklage. And so he's a little person, and he's very self-conscious of that. He still kicks ass, though, in a sword fight. But it's not, you know, he believes that that is not good enough. I don't know why I'm slipping. I keep slipping into a John Fitzgerald Kennedy voice. No, that's a Bill Clinton voice. It's a Bill Clinton voice. And it's another adaptation of a musical. In fact, I didn't know. I thought the casting was great. Listen, I think that, but it's directed by Joe Wright. I'm not a big fan of his. I think he butchered Anna Karenina, which is one of the best novels ever written. But I admire his audacity and his style, and he's very brave with his stylistic choices. So I was expecting to be, at the very least, blown away by the style. But the thing is, I didn't know that it was a musical. And once that music hit, I was gone. Like, my heart broke. I was like, oh, goodness. 2 hours of this, because I figured the casting was super interesting, and the casting of Peter Dinklage in the role of Cyrano would have put a very, very interesting twist to the whole tale. So, but in the end, I was ready. I was very happy when the whole thing ended. So, yeah, I'm not recommending this one. But again, you know, you might be into this sort of thing. You know, I just don't think that there was anything interesting about it. I'm also a music nerd, and I thought that the music was not good. It was like Te Deum, you know, the chanting that you hear at mass, most of it. So, which is actually good when you hear it at mass, but you don't want to mix it in a Hollywood epic of sorts. Joe Wright, I don't know. Listen, whatever. I'm not gonna, you know, you might like it, but I obviously didn't. In fact, I will tell you this. If you want a really good adaptation of the Cyrano de Bergerac, here's a film that nobody seems to talk about, but the Steve Martin starring Roxanne is one heck of an adaptation of that film. It's super funny, you know, the insulting back and forth. It's like watching Steve Martin do his stand-up comedy. It's pretty hilarious. So I'm going to recommend, in fact, let's do a special edition of Popcorn Classic. Today's Popcorn Classic is Roxanne, starring the great Steve Martin, I think from the early 90s or so. And it's a great, funny movie and also quite charming, and it's a total gem that, now that I think about it, I'm probably going to be watching it as soon as I can when I get back home, wherever home is, which is wherever I lay my hat, like Marvin Gaye would say. So, anyways, that was the last film that I will talk about today, but I'm going to tell you, I know that I haven't mentioned any Alice nella Città films today. We don't have much time, but we are the media partners of Alice nella Città, which is pretty awesome, you know, it's great. We got this space, and we get people coming in and out, doing the interviews. Super happy about that. And so we will be catching up on more reviews and talk about... That must have been a coronavirus got in my throat. I forgot what I was saying. But anyways, we are media partners of Alice nella Città. We're super happy about that. Alice nella Città is the parallel and independent section of the Rome Film Festival, which is dedicated to a younger audience and shows films that generally deal with themes that particularly concern younger people. So there are stories of younger people and so on, and their world and their experience. And the place buzzes from morning to night. Well, not night, because, you know, kids have to go to bed at some point. But the place buzzes a lot of the day, let's put it that way. So, Pierre, we have reached the end of our daily report, and I'm sure that people will be quite happy about that. We've got no more to say. Pierre, would you like to say something else before we say goodbye for today?
I think that the people will be very happy about today because your new intro and your new show, Sigla.
Well, thank you. It's a shame that I ruined it all by wearing a white V-neck on live broadcasting, but... it's very, very hot here. I don't think that thing is working. But anyways... For now, till the next time, do we have an outro?
I think, yes.
Why don't we improvise and see what happens?
We can use our outro as our intro as outro, but I think...
Can I say one more thing? There's somebody right now probably on the red carpet that you're going to want to check out whatever we're creating out of it. Chiara Nicoletti is right now on the red carpet with one of the special guests of the Rome Film Festival. Who is?
I don't know.
Johnny Depp.
It's Mr. Johnny Depp.
It's Mr. Johnny Depp.
Oh, wow.
Man. I can't believe this. They let him out of... I'm not going to make that joke for sure. But anyways, okay. Guys, thank you very much. And, you know, press a random button and see what happens. I'm just going to do my outro.
Come
mi chiamo Matt Micucci.
Matt Micucci.
Matt Micucci. Whatever.
Meraviglioso.
Grazie mille. Are you pressing button?
Yeah, I'm pressing a lot of things.
No.
Super fun.
Wait for me to do the outro, and then just press a button, and then that's the outro.
Okay.
Because
okay,
I don't know what you're playing. I don't have earphones on.
You will see after.
You know what they call earphones in radio? Proper radio? Cans.
Okay.
So whenever someone in a radio studio says, hey, you want some cans? He's not waiting to hand you a cold one, as they say, where I come from in northern Canada. But, he's actually handing you a pair of earphones. So anyways, outro, and then you just press a button, okay? So it's been a pleasure. Join me again tomorrow if you find these dailies interesting. I'm sure somebody out there does. We also have lots of great content for you to check out on Fred.fm, but also keep an eye on this very Facebook page, because whenever we are live streaming an interview from this studio, which is an awesome studio, you'll find it there right away before you find the podcast version on our website. Also, check out the Instagram stuff, because right now, probably, we've got a live stream Instagram going on of Johnny Depp on the red carpet, which is super freaking exciting, super freaking cool, you know what I mean? And that's it. So, till the next time, folks, from the Rome Film Festival and Casa Alice, the Alice nella Città section of the Auditorium Parco della Musica in Rome, Italy. It's been emotional. Thank you very much. Stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong. Most importantly, stay cinephile. This is Matt Micucci signing off, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.